On today's episode, we discuss some news like the cancellation of Disneyland annual passes and the France Pavilion expansion being revealed. Plus, we review our experiences at Chef Mickey's, Oga's Cantina, and Everglazed Donuts from our last Disney trip. This is episode 332 of the Capture the Magic podcast. Well, hello everybody and welcome to the show. My name is Jared Lee and I'm joined as usual by my lovely wife, very lovely and tired wife, Jamie Lee. So Jamie, how are you doing on this evening that we are recording?
I'm good, Jared. How are you?
I'm good. I'm tired as well, but Jamie's more tired. We have a sick baby in the house. Anytime that happens, it's
our precious baby.
It's extra mom duty. So Jamie's you know, she's being a trooper. She's super tired.
Didn't get a lot of sleep last night. Today was just, everything was thrown off. You know, moms have those days.
Yeah.
Can't really.
I mean, we're live in Club 32 right now, and I can tell, like, when Jamie is super tired. Let me not be able to tell this, but yeah, she's there. So
I'm sure I'll try to be very chipper.
Thank you for
power on.
Powering through.
You're welcome.
But yeah, sick kiddos. Never a good time. But so interesting enough, so we watched, we'll talk about it now because we won't have time to talk about it in the show. Because if you guys didn't hear from the intro, we ate everywhere, apparently, this last trip.
So much food.
But the WandaVision first two episodes.
Yeah.
So we did a little watch party in Club 32, which was fun. I'll ask you, what is your impression after the first two episodes of WandaVision? Like, what do you, without giving away spoilers necessarily for people out there.
Okay, so going into the show, I didn't know anything about it. Mm-hmm. I didn't see any promos. I wanted to be just completely spoiler free. I think I saw pictures and I saw a synopsis or read a synopsis. I was like, okay, I got that, right? I actually really like it. And there's a couple reasons why. One, I like the era that it's set in, at least the first two episodes, like the 50s and 60s. Like, I grew up watching I Love Lucy, grew up watching like Mary Tyler Moore and Dick Van Dyke,
right?
Brady Bunch, all of those old shows on Nick at Night. That's what I watched, right? So I love all of that. Plus, you mix in the Marvel Easter eggs. Inevitably, there'll be Easter eggs. And the whole story behind it, which... You know, we're not going to say anything spoilery here, but, you know, you learn, at least I've been learning some information that hasn't been in the movies before.
Right.
And so I'm like, okay, so this exists and I had no idea. Mm-hmm. And like you're finding more information about Wanda and Vision and all of that. So I actually really liked it. And I liked having the discussion with the group. With Club 32 too, because it's like you can kind of bounce off ideas like what's actually going on.
Yeah.
And it brings me back to like whenever Infinity War or Endgame came out and like you always talk about like what's going to happen. What's this? Like it brought that back because we've been missing that for two years or whatever.
Yeah.
I really missed the whole like, you know, what's going to happen for
right.
in the Marvel Universe. So that I really enjoyed it. What about you? Yeah.
So I went into it. So this is the phase I talked about before of Marvel where I didn't read near as much of these types of comics going for like the stuff that I call it the more out there stuff. So I some of the stuff I'm vaguely familiar with. So I didn't really know a lot going in. I watched one trailer and then I watched the two episodes. I think the reason they did two episodes instead of one is because I'm guessing they did a test, you know, audience on it. And they showed them one, and they were very confused.
You're probably right.
I'm assuming they were just like, what is this? Because even the second one, it sped up the storyline a bit quicker. Mm-hmm. So there was more stuff going on, so there's more meat to it. But the first one, for sure, there was stuff there, but you kind of have to know. Like, this is an interesting show, at least thus far, in that if you know a lot about Marvel, you'll catch a lot of stuff. There's tons of Easter eggs. It's probably like, as Easter eggs go, there's... plenty to be had and seen. But yeah, I would say that's why they did two of them. But I'm intrigued. I've read a little bit on some ideas of what I thought it was, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm definitely it'll be interesting going forward. But so far, I mean, it's really interesting now that Marvel Studios is doing the show in the movie, so they'll be intertwined together. So I think that aspect of it is very appealing.
Absolutely. So I can't wait to watch the next one.
That's true, on Friday. So if you're in Club 32, we'll do a discussion on Sunday evening, and that gives people time to watch it. Because it is fun, like people bouncing off, because people catch things that you don't. I was like, oh, I didn't catch that.
And they do release a new episode every Friday at 12:01 a.m., I'm sure.
Yeah.
And then it goes, I think there's 7 more episodes, and then they run into the next show that starts, whatever, on Disney Plus. So,
you know, trickle that content out.
There you go.
But yeah, so we got a little Disney news, and then we're going to go into our food reviews of Chef Mickey's, Oga's, and Everglazed Donuts. So, but before we do that, we just want to remind everybody to check out some of the other shows on the Capture the Magic Network. We have the Capture the Magic Universal podcast, which there will be a new episode coming up on Monday. And that's going to be once or twice a week, and just Jamie and I going forward on that one. Diz Dudes will be back at some point. I can't say exactly when, but it will be back. It's just on a little bit of hiatus right now with the network shakeup a little bit. Trip Tales. When's the next Trip Tales coming out?
I am going to be recording one actually next week.
Okay.
And so it'll be coming out probably the first week of February.
Okay. And Club 32 members get that at least a week, sometimes 2 weeks ahead of time. Yes. But once a month on that one. And of course, we're live streaming right now into Club 32. If you'd like to be a part of Club 32, so you get to join in on the show live streams. We've got the extra content like Cool Kids Kitchen, the speakeasy, the discussion, you know, Zoom type calls about... We'll probably end up doing that going forward, more show stuff, in-park live streams, apparel discounts, all that stuff. You can go to ctmvip.com and you can join monthly or yearly on that. Mm-hmm. And of course, if you have not, we just ask you to subscribe to the show and leave us a review if you would, pretty please. And
pretty please.
I said pretty please.
You did.
I did. Mm-hmm. I was trying to be very nice. And of course, we would be remiss if we didn't mention our great travel agency sponsor, Zippity Doodah Travel. So if you're looking to go to Disney or Universal, or really anywhere else, but especially those two places, you go to travelwithzip.com, and there's a little quick form there you can fill out, tell them what you're looking to do, maybe the dates you're thinking of, and they will get you hooked up with an agent and basically help you plan a great trip with no cost to you, and they'll just make your life easier. And I can tell you it's much easier using them than it is yourself, because it kind of gets you like almost power hungry. You just be like, make me a reservation for this if you can find it, and then it doesn't really work in other aspects of your life, but at least you can do it there. So if you go to Travel with Zip.
Okay. I don't know what we're saying.
No, I mean, you can't do that. You can't just call people up and have them do things for you like you can with a travel agent.
Okay.
On a Disney trip.
Sure.
Anyway. If you go to travelzip.com, fill out that quick form there, and tell them what you're looking to do. So, all right. Let's get to the news.
Okay.
First one up here, a bit of bummer news for those on the West Coast, but Disneyland has canceled all their annual passes and the annual pass program indefinitely.
Yeah, this came out earlier this week, and major bummer.
I can't say I'm surprised.
Not surprised. So in the statement from, I think it was the president of Disneyland, I think it was, he said the new offering is coming. So they're going to be doing a different version of annual passes, like restructuring it. A lot of people are guessing they'll do more of a flex pass kind of thing they do in California, which we don't really have here, really. But those with passes are getting refunded, and those with the Walt Disney World annual pass program, it still exists. Like, we still have annual passes. They're not canceling Walt Disney World's. They're still not doing new passes. They're not, you know, selling new passes. They're just doing renewals and for those that are, those littles that are turning 3 and all that. But if you have a Premier passport, they're partially refunding you. So it's like, it's a little crazy, all the refunds and how they figure all that out. But It's a major bummer, which kind of alludes to the fact that they're probably not going to be opening for a while.
Yeah. I'm not too surprised. I mean, Disneyland has been wanting to revamp their annual pass program, I believe, for a while anyway, so I'm not really surprised. I mean, they were almost, it's going to be close to a year they've been shut down, which is crazy when you think about that. But, you know, not neither good nor bad. I've said for a while now, Disney was going to use, you know, COVID as an opportunity to sort of reset certain things.
Yeah.
And I have a feeling this is one that they're, obviously the park's not open, so pausing that is, you know, they don't want to probably run into how are you going to handle, like, you know, you're going to charge people again for a year you're not open, stuff like that. But they'll use it as a way to reset, kind of, if they've got a, if they had a place they want to get them to eventually, they can kind of do that now.
Well, like that SoCal pass.
Yeah.
For the residents, that's not going to be there.
Probably not.
Because it was a good deal.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, whereas, well, Disney World, yeah, you have your fair share of annual pass holders. But it was largely annual pass holders that were going to Disneyland.
Well, Disneyland's a local, more
local park. It's more local park, exactly. Yeah. So yeah. I think you're right there. This is the opportunity and they took it.
Yeah.
Same thing with Fast Passes here and Magical Express here. And now I'm not going to get into that whole discussion about hotel perks again like we did last week. But yeah, it's just another cancellation or another change due to COVID. So,
yep. Wah, wah. Well, due to COVID. I mean, this is something they very well could have eventually done anyways. But yeah. All right, well, moving on to some happier news. On Monday, the France expansion at Epcot partially opened.
Yeah, so they built this whole section to the side, I guess, of France to allow you to enter Ratatouille and the La Creperie de Paris, the new restaurant down the way. Mm-hmm. So they opened the area, but it's still blocked off to the ride and to the restaurant. So you can walk down there and you can go to the restroom, and that's it. There's some benches, there's some trees.
I do think it's kind of funny. They're like, "Is it open?" Like, sure is. You can go to the bathroom. Right. Can I ride the ride? Nope. You can ride that ride. Like, that's not what I want to do.
I don't know. I don't know why they did it like this. I don't. It's interesting. It's interesting.
Well, I'll say this is not confirmed at all. All I can say is I've been hearing that the opening could be any time.
Are you talking about the ride?
Sorry, Ratatouille ride. Yes. Mm-hmm. And I've also heard that from a couple other people that I didn't bring it up to. They brought it up to me. So I wouldn't be surprised if it does, you know, if it does open the next couple of weeks to a month, or if not sooner. Hopefully. I mean, we're going to be, I'm going to be at Disney Thursday and Friday-ish kind of thing. Then Jamie's going down after me. We're kind of swapping. Mm-hmm. Hopefully at least one of us, ideally, would be open during that time to check it out. But
it might be.
But it would probably be a soft opening, I'm guessing, if it were the case.
I think the rumor is soft opening in the next, maybe in the next couple of weeks.
Right.
And then grand opening is not until end of February, early March.
Yeah.
I could see it opening early March. Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway opened early March.
Yeah. And then this would be the first time a new attraction has opened during sort of the COVID stuff.
Right.
So,
but it's almost a year delayed.
For sure.
So
yeah,
it's been done.
Oh, it's been done for a while. Yeah. It has been done. So,
yeah. But so yeah, that's exciting that it's at least there's progress on that front. And I know when I saw it was open, I was like, oh, that's exciting. Oh wait, it's not really open, but it's just like a tease.
Think about that guy that gets used the toilet for the first time. He's like,
who was that guy?
I don't know, but that guy was like, I am royalty. This is mine. It's kind of like when we stayed at Dockside. I think we may have been people to actually stay in that room.
I think we might have.
That was very, that's a weird thing to be in a hotel and you're like, I don't think anybody else has ever stayed here before.
No one's ever used these sheets. No one's.
Like, this is mine. Yeah. This is now mine.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's exciting. Hopefully, and again, I'm actually really looking forward to this ride. If you go to YouTube and you can look up the ride version, it's obviously the one based out of Shanghai. Paris.
It's Disneyland, Paris.
Paris, excuse me. It looks like a cool ride. I'm excited for it. So
yeah.
I'll be glad when it opens.
Me too.
And then we just got a few news bits here. Not a whole lot of news this week. So on Disney Plus, the Muppet Show from the 70s. It's now on there, and it's all 5 seasons.
Yeah, I guess it's the first time they released like the last two seasons ever. So that's exciting if you're a Muppets fan.
Yeah.
Which I'm impartial, I guess. Like, I like Muppets, but I'm not. I would like,
say
crazy the
that would be like prime Muppets would be 70s, I would say. I mean, that's whenever they were like, obviously, probably at their peak.
Yeah.
I would say. But how do you say this? Oh, never mind. You put it in there.
I did.
You can read it. I'll let you read it.
Okay. The Disney Nuemos have come to Disney stores around the world. They started in China and Japan, and now they're over here. So it's basically those, they look like little stuffed animals, and I think they're magnetized as well. You can dress them in different outfits. Like, you can sell different outfits and dress them in different.
Finally. I've been waiting for this. Finally.
So they come out with new designs like February 1st and March 1st. And
so we're going to hide this from our daughter, correct?
Yeah, yeah. I don't think that's something we're going to do, because I think we'll just go completely broke buying these for her daughter.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's not like Wishables or anything. Wishables are different, but it's another way to like another collectible item, I guess.
It's almost like Disney's trying to get you hooked on buying some stuff.
How dare you?
I don't know. Well, and some good news. So Gideon's Bakehouse had their grand opening, or if you want to call it a reopening, but technically their grand opening on the 16th. And don't you worry. There's a virtual queue. And you might have had to wait 11 hours to get your cookies in that virtual queue.
I've never seen a line for a cookie shop opening like that. Like, weirdly, like,
I feel like there's a
crazy busy.
I feel like there's a rumor that there's money in like a one cookie. There's like $1 million and everyone's just like, I want that cookie. But I hopefully at least one of us will be able to try one of these next weekend, because
that's the plan.
I just don't know. I was talking to, like, because I'm going to go down there with Nathaniel Bishop III.
Nathaniel.
And we were trying to figure out, okay, do we go to Gideon's before going to Epcot on Friday to get in the virtual queue? And then, like, how do we do that? Because I just don't know what it's going to be like on a Thursday. Like, I know the weekends are busier. So it's that whole game of, I don't know what we're going to do. So,
yeah.
Try to get it. It's not one of those, honestly, if I don't get one, I'm not going to be that, I don't know, upset. But I'm surprised you don't have like scalpers out there like getting a Gideon's cookie and then like selling it outside for like double the price.
$10 for this cookie. Yeah.
That's a good question. How much are Gideon's cookies?
I think they're $5 or $6. Okay.
If someone was outside selling them for $12, you could bypass the whole line. Would you buy that cookie for $12?
No, because they could have licked it or like injected it with something.
Okay. Well, okay. Let's say that was not the case, that you knew it was a clean cookie.
Guys, these cookies are clean.
Although if a guy tells you like, hey guys, these cookies are clean, you want some? Like that.
I'd be like, I don't believe you. Goodbye, sir.
I would take my chance probably.
No.
It depends on what the guy looks like. If it's like if he looks like my grandpa, I'd be like, okay. But you know, if he's got a trench coat, I'm probably thinking
Jared's grandpa is gonna be scalping cookies.
He could.
Disney Springs.
Okay, what I'm saying is, if my grandpa is scalping cookies at Disney Springs, you're good to buy from him. He's a good guy.
He is a good guy. This is the weirdest discussion.
But if a guy in a trench coat is doing it, I can't vouch for that guy.
My God,
that's just it was just something that popped in my head. I'm sorry. obviously, so with a new president, the Hall of Presidents is now closed for refurbishment to add Joe Biden there. So it'll probably open up in a year and a half.
That's what happened last time.
Right? It was a long time.
Was like 2000. It was like the middle of 2017. I think. I don't know. Yeah. But yeah. So it's closed now.
Yeah. And some Disney execs share some actual room photos from the Star Wars Galactic Cruiser.
Yeah.
It looks small.
It's Josh D'Amaro and
Josh.
Jeff. Well, I think one of the Imagineers, I think. But yeah, they posted some pictures of them taking a tour. It looks very authentic.
It does.
However, it does not look very warm.
Well, space is not the warmest of environments, like for sleeping. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Yeah. It'd be interesting to see.
I definitely want to try this. I definitely want to stay here once.
Here's the thing. If you're staying here with like let's say we were to take our kids.
I don't know. I'm not taking the
No, I know. I'm not saying we are. I'm saying if you did, would they provide you with some sort of like futuristic looking like pack and play?
Oh, no. That thing's floating. Like how, that thing's going to be floating.
Like how authentic are we going here? Are they going to be like, oh, yes. And that like a droid delivers a floating pack and play? Like, I mean, it's.
Your pack and play is a droid.
Because it would kind of break it. Know? It would kind of break the whatever wall there if they brought you just a normal pack and play.
That's a good question, Jared.
I would assume it's a normal one, but I don't know. That's just things I think about. But
you know, yeah, I do want to try it just to be like, you know, experience it. But I've said this before. I like Star Wars. I'm not a huge fan of Star Wars. So this is good. I don't know. I'll just see what happens. We'll see what it looks like. We'll see how much it is.
I mean, it's probably a lot of it to be how much is it.
Expensive.
That'll be a lot of people's determination on that, but
for sure.
But yeah, so that's all the news we've got.
There's some little things here and there, but nothing we nothing got really going on this week, but we have a lot of stuff to talk about.
We got a lot of food to talk about. Yeah. But Jamie did do a poll time.
I did. Poll time.
Yes.
You're welcome. So I asked the Capture the Magic Community Facebook group the question that I ask every week, and it is, how far in advance do you like to make dining reservations? And I asked this question because, you know, with the parks reopening and everything kind of changing, it's now 60 days out instead of the 180 days like it was before. So I wanted to know, what is your opinion about this? So 61% of the people that answered the poll said 60 days out, they like it. It's good. 26% said they still like the 180 days out. They want more time. And then 0.5%, so 0.5%, said that they prefer the day of or the day before.
Those are my people.
And then another 0.5% said 30 days or less. So obviously the big consensus says 30 or 60 days out is good.
I'm betting you the 0.5 that said one day before or day of, mm-hmm. mostly dudes.
I don't know. I don't remember
who
it was.
I feel like that's how that would go. I mean, I feel like the 180 days out, a lot of people like that because if you don't get what you want, you still have a lot of time to be able to potentially get that reservation.
And that's what a lot of people said. Yeah. And then a lot of people did say, though, that they don't plan. Sometimes they don't plan their trips that far in advance.
Right.
Well, we don't plan our trips six months out.
It's tough to know what you want to eat 6 months in advance, too.
Yes.
Like, that's always...
Yeah.
And like we were going from Missouri, it would just be like, you know, I don't know. It's just a weird thing to think about. Like, what do I want to eat 6 months from now?
Right. And international guests tend to book trips a little farther in advance. So they like the 180 days.
Right.
So that makes sense too. But yeah, for most people, 60 days out. And I'm comfortable with that too. So I'm actually great with it.
Well, okay.
Yes. So that was my poll. Thank you, everybody, for participating this week.
Yes, indeed. Well, now is the time of the show we would say you guys should go. If you guys want some new shirts, if you guys are like, wow, it's January. All my shirts, I need new ones. They're gone. You can go to ctmshirts.com, and you can see all the shirts we have in the collection. We've got the new Rapunzel Lost Princess Frying Pan Company shirts. We've got... the Christmas shirts are still available because some people are still wanting those. So those will be up until the end of the month and then we'll take them down. But yeah, we'll be doing a new shirt release monthly. And now that Jamie's helping me get the orders out, they're getting out much quicker. So a little bit more organized because that's sort of Jamie's. I'm definitely more big picture and the day-to-day processes are not my strong suit. That's Jamie's. So it's run a bit better. So again, go to ctmshirts.com. You check out the latest shirts there. And if you're watching a video, got... this hat and a couple other hats you can get that are Mando related if you're looking for those as well. So, all right. Well, let's talk about food. Let's talk about food. So the biggest one that'll take up the most time, because the other ones are kind of smaller. We had Chef Mickey's for breakfast. And so we had done Chef Mickey's before a couple years ago when it was a buffet.
Mm-hmm.
It is now obviously a little bit different because of COVID. So do you want to talk about the differences and then we can get into pricing and what we thought and all that stuff?
Okay. So when they reopened, back in whenever it reopened the first time, October, I think it was October, September.
Chef Mickey's?
Yeah. When it reopened the first time. I want to say it was around then.
I thought it was later than that.
No. No, okay. I think it was about October or September or something like that. They opened and they said, okay, no more buffet. We're just doing family style.
Right.
Great. Okay. But no characters. So back in mid-December, they reintroduced the characters.
That's what I'm thinking of.
To okay, yeah. The, yeah. So now it's modified character dining is kind of what they're calling it. And the difference here is kind of what we experienced at Topolino's. Mm-hmm. It's the characters come around, you know, to the tables, but they keep their distance. You're not allowed to touch them. You don't go up to them, but they do interact with each, you know, table for a little bit. And they do the little dance. I don't know. I forgot what the dance or the song was or anything, but they come around and there's Mickey, Minnie, Donald, Goofy, and Pluto.
Daisy was missing because our daughter was
she was very mad.
Concerned mm-hmm. about why Daisy wasn't there.
Yes.
She's the only one that wasn't though.
Yeah. So they had a different dress on. It was actually a great character interaction, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I mean, for the modified things that they are, I in some ways I kind of like. We were talking mm-hmm. about this. The distanced characters are a little bit easier to enjoy your meal with a little bit because mm-hmm. before they would come directly to your table, and then you've got to like you know. Get your kid and have them interact. Whereas yeah. this one, they can just kind of see them and they're out more too. I mean, that's the yeah. thing too, is before it was like they came table to table and during an entire time, you may only get to see a character once and that would be it.
Now it's like three times.
I mean, you see them a bunch. I mean, they're out yeah. there quite a bit. So you yeah. get more to be able to see them. And from a kid's perspective, you know, I don't know if our daughter likes it less or more the same, whether or not they're right there where she can see them or at a distance like that. I don't really know. I mean, she was happy the whole time.
Oh, yeah. She
I mean, both her yeah. and baby Thor were clapping and happy
oh, yeah.
most of the time.
Oh, he was clapping for Donald, and Donald was like, kept clutching his chest like it was adorable. I was like, aw.
He only applied
he was just applauds like,
for
job.
Certain things. Yeah.
It was so cute.
Yeah.
But yeah, the characters, they were great, and they do what they can. They try to interact as much as they can, and mm-hmm. and it's great. So, it was good. Yeah. I do want to mention prices before we go on.
I was getting ready to say let's talk about prices and let's talk about food. So, now before, how much was this before when it was buffet? 50 something.
I want to say yeah.
I think it was 56.
Is that? Ooh, I don't know if it was that
52
much.
52 maybe.
I'd have to go back
somewhere,
and look, but it was more than it is now.
Yeah. So. Mm-hmm. Now it is $42 per adult mm-hmm. plus tax and gratuity and $27 per child, 3 and older plus tax and gratuity. Mm-hmm. And like we said, it is no longer a buffet. Obviously, it is family style. So right. if you're unfamiliar with what family style is, basically they bring whatever they're going to serve. Like you don't order anything. They bring it to
you.
They bring
table. The buffet to you.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And then you can ask for more. And everything on this is unlimited. You can ask for as much as you yep. want. So. Like we talked about Topolino's, at the time we went, the main dish, you only got one, but you got as many as you wanted of the sides, including like sausage and bacon mm-hmm. and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I've heard some people say that they got seconds of the main dish there as well now. I don't know if that's for certain.
Depends on your server,
probably.
I believe.
Mm-hmm. But for sure here, you get more of whatever. It's very much similar to like what Polynesian breakfast has always been. If you've been there, it's kind of how that's gone.
Okay.
So you want to read off the food
sure.
options here?
So the first thing, I'll go back to when we first got there just to kind of go through the process okay. of checking. So when we first got to Contemporary and we checked in, I just checked in on the app. I didn't have to go in and check in and then leave. I checked on the app and it was maybe 5 minutes.
It wasn't very long.
And they called us to go seat us. And so at Chef Mickey's, there's two places. So There's a desk like kind of right when you walk under the sign and they do a temperature check and you know you have had to have been already checked in and you're texted that your table was ready. So once you get past that, then you go to another desk or another table saying like who you are and then they seat you. We were seated to the left. So when you walk into the restaurant, they have where the buffet usually is on the right. We were seated on the left side and they had the table spread out pretty well. They were kind of just on the edges and there was nothing in the middle.
Well, they had the middle where the characters go.
Right.
So
it made sense. And we were in the corner, which is fine because we come with a lot of stuff.
The corner worked out great for us.
And yeah. I will say before we talk about the food, the tables need to be bigger.
Yeah, you run out of space very quickly, and especially for us, we have to keep food and plates out of Baby Thor's reach because he throws them.
He grabs it.
I was putting plates on the bench next to me, the chair next to us. So we had plates all over the place. But the tables could be a little bit bigger, especially with family style. The plates add up quickly.
Yeah,
They bring, you always have your plates, and then they bring you, obviously, they're bringing you platters and things like that.
Right.
So, they bring you everything. They bring it all out at once. So you get, like for the breakfast side, is anything you just want to add? Is that going to
No, I was just going to go into the food real quick.
So they'll bring you at once the stuff we're about to mention.
Okay. So they bring you a fruit bowl. They bring you yogurt, like granola and yogurt, like parfait. And then they bring you some danishes, some muffins. Was it muffins?
No, it. Didn't have any. No. This they bring you
cinnamon
like,
rolls.
Yeah, it's harvest rolls. Sweet rolls, and then these fresh fried sweet fritters.
Fritters. Okay, that's what it was.
Which is basically like a donut.
Okay.
But they do bring you. You can pour on like cream cheese frosting type of topping with it. Very good.
Yeah, and they brought those out. Early, like,
they brought those out first.
Yeah, and then
they'll bring you the fruit, the parfaits, and then that stuff.
Yeah,
about 10 minutes before they bring out the main stuff.
Yeah, and here's the main stuff: scrambled eggs, brisket, which was welcome.
It was interesting. I've never had brisket for breakfast. I'm not against it. I just never seen it before for breakfast.
Sausage links, bacon, chicken sausage, Mickey waffles. They do have like a plant-based option for Mickey waffles as well. They have tofu for vegan or vegetarians. They also have banana bread French toast, loaded potato cheese casserole, and celebration Mickey waffle. Or, I'm sorry, celebration Mickey pancake.
Yes.
And then, all of that.
And then there were some specialty drinks you could get.
Smoothies, coffee.
Yeah, coffee. They even had cocktails you could get, mimosa, Bloody Mary.
Those were extra, though.
Well,
the drinks were extra, right?
They're out here trying to lose money on people. No.
It was quite a bit of food.
It was. And if I'm being honest, I enjoyed this version of Chef Mickey's more than I did the buffet. Mm-hmm. And partially, like, I've never been a huge fan of buffets. Mm-hmm. But I've always felt like buffets are that thing where sometimes you're just overwhelmed with so many things. And sometimes it's nice to just have, here's your options.
Yeah.
I can just bring it out to you. But
yeah.
Obviously, the Mickey waffles are always good.
Our daughter ate the Mickey waffles, which is a miracle because she's the pickiest eater I've ever seen. So the fact that she will actually go to a restaurant and actually eat when we have to pay for her
in this
situation, it was good.
It does help Baby Thor makes up for her lack of eating with his abundance of eating. It's kind of a wash, even if she doesn't eat that much.
Yeah. But it's like two for the price of one.
Yeah. I'm sure at some point, like, they're going to start asking how old he is because he's a giant. He's a giant kid. He eats a lot. But
yeah,
that makes it a little bit better on that end.
Brisket was good. I liked it.
The brisket. So the first brisket they brought out was good. Uh-huh. The second one was really dry.
So okay.
So I don't know how that goes consistently the whole time, but there was a little difference there.
Bacon was good. Eggs were not.
Eggs were powdered eggs.
Eggs were the powdered eggs. So that was disappointing. It was gross.
I ate them because they're eggs, but they weren't the best.
The casserole was good.
It was okay. I'm not really big on potato-type casserole stuff, but I know you liked it. Yeah.
What was your favorite one? What was your favorite thing?
I really, really like Mickey waffles. Like, there's always I just like a crispy waffle that's like soft in the middle. And they do those perfect when you're at Disney.
Yeah.
Because it's like when you put the syrup on, it kind of absorbs into the waffle a little bit. I really like that.
Well, the banana bread French toast was good.
That's what I was going to say. Banana bread French toast, it looked different than what I was expecting, but it was actually really, really good. Mm-hmm. The Celebration Mickey pancake looked very simple.
That was my favorite.
Yeah, it was really good.
So good. It didn't need syrup.
No, and that was the thing. No. They brought it out, and it very much just looked like...
It's a pancake shaped like a Mickey.
Yeah,
like
but it kind of just looks like a ho-hum sort of thing. And our daughter was actually eating that partially.
Yeah.
And so I asked her if I could have a bite of it, and then I was like, oh, that's really good. Really and so good. Then we asked the waitress if we could have another one, and she brought another one out. And then our daughter also thought that was hers too, so we had to fight her for that.
But it was the M word, moist. Sorry, it was moist, fluffy.
Well, it's a little bit crispy on the outside too. Yeah,
and like a birthday cake flavor.
It was good. It was really good.
Had whipped cream on the top, sprinkles.
Yeah.
It was just delicious. It wasn't complicated. It was just really good.
No.
So that was my favorite thing.
Yeah, I mean, I would say Mickey Waffle, that were the two big hits. I mean, actually, the thing I probably liked the most was that fresh fried sweet fritter.
Yeah.
Really good. And the sauce they get, like, you drizzle on top of it. Our waitress actually let me take some with us. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you ask. I mean, some waitresses and waiters are different. But I was like, hey, can I get a thing to go to take some of these? And they gave me that with the sauce to take with us. So.
Yeah.
And they were good later on, dude.
Now, I did have an allergy menu because I'm allergic to nuts and peanuts. And I didn't have to make any combinations or anything. Everything was good to eat.
Yeah.
I could have gotten the plant-based Mickey waffles. I've wanted them. But I was good. I was fine.
Yeah.
So what would you give this place on, like, a scale of, like, 1 to 10 as far as, like, quality of food, atmosphere, character interaction?
So, given the best breakfast on property with character and stuff that we've had, and I think that would still hold through this, has been Topolino's. Mm-hmm. That was as close to as 10 as I've ever given anything. This isn't that, but it's not that far off, if I'm being really, really honest.
Okay.
I felt like it was better than what I remembered a couple of years ago. I would give it, at its reduced price from what it was, 42 per person, 27 per child. If you have an AP, you obviously get 10% off that. How much is Topolino's?
Same, 42. Same.
Okay, they're both 42. I kind of lean toward 7-8 in that range.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I was, you know, maybe my expectations were really low going into it.
I think that may have been
part of it. But again, it was having eaten there before, it was a better, I feel like, even though it was a, you know, a distance different version, I feel like it was a better version of what it normally is. And part of it, I mean, at $42, if this would have been 50 something, I would have been, that's too much. But for characters and all that stuff like that, I feel like 42, given Disney pricing, you know, obviously if this is something in your hometown, this is gonna be too expensive. But if you're at Disney, it's not completely out of the ballpark there. But what'd you think?
I okay, so again, like you said, went in with low expectations because our experience before when it was a buffet and everything was just okay. We weren't really blown away.
Well, at the time we received it was like cramped and dark.
It was cramped and it was more expensive.
And this was more open.
Yeah. Based on the food, I like the food. Didn't like the eggs, which I've already talked about, but I like the rest of the food. I liked, you know, the atmosphere. Our the waitress was wonderful. Like, she's great.
She was cool.
Awesome. Everyone was very attentive. Food was good. The characters were good. I really don't have any complaints about it at all, except for the eggs. I'd say I'd give it an 8. Which I'm shocked by, honestly.
Yeah.
I thought I was gonna give it a lower score, but you know, I still like Topolino's better because I feel like the food is a little bit more, the upscale is not the word. It's just more like,
I do feel like it's creative, more. I feel like for the same price, it is more upscale though at Topolino's. I feel like I mean, it is better food.
Yeah.
And again, the powdered eggs is disappointing because just do the real thing.
But the experience too, our daughter was very excited for this. She was very excited to see the characters, and when she gets excited, she gets loud, and she was talking so, like, she was just jibber jabbering the whole time, like that's Mickey, it's Mickey, like, and they can hear her because she's loud. And so I think that made like the experience better because she wasn't annoying. I don't think she was annoying.
No,
to the
I
tables.
Don't think so.
I think everybody else was like, was happy to see a little girl so excited.
Right.
I think is kind of what it was. So that kind of made the experience a little bit better too. I don't know. We just had a really good time. It was a good experience. You know, I would do it again. Baby Thor is under three.
Take advantage
of it. And then we'll talk about it.
Take advantage of that kid eating his weight in free food for a while.
Exactly.
I mean, I think probably a little bit played into, obviously when we went the first time, our daughter was much younger. Yeah. And she's always been, if you get her in tight spaces that are really loud, sometimes it doesn't go so well with her.
Right.
And I remember it being in, it was okay then. Mm-hmm. She didn't really, it was cramped and loud. And she is like, she was super excited. It's kind of infectious. So I think that definitely helped. And I think, again, I agree. I think it was better than I was anticipating, mm-hmm. but given the choice, because some people in the group are saying, you know, Chef Mickey's or Topolino's. If you can get Topolino's, do mm-hmm. Topolino's.
Mm-hmm.
But if not, Chef Mickey's is not. I think if you've it's done it, if you've done it before, and you're sort of like us, where you're like, eh, I think you'll be pleasantly surprised. I think if you know, and I think maybe us going into it not expecting a whole lot helped.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I was pleasantly surprised. So
yeah.
Anything else you want to add?
No. I think we're good.
Okay. Well, let's move on to the fact that Jamie finally got to try Oga's Cantina.
I did, you know, a year later, however long it was.
Well, it's hard to get.
It was hard to get. Lauren,
yeah,
wonderful Lauren,
from
Zipty Do Not Travel, she found it for me and she grabbed it and it was awesome. So I really appreciate that, Lauren.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you got the reservation. It was for 120.
Well, let's go into, in case people are unaware.
Oh, what's Oga's?
What is it and where is it?
It is kind of near Smuggler's Run.
Yes.
And
it's very much like if you're in line mm-hmm. for Smuggler's Run, you would walk past this.
Yes. So it's not hidden. I mean, there's people out there, like, you know, cast members, they ignore it, so you know it's there.
They actually hide from you, actually.
But it does say Cantina. It's kind of hard to read, but it does say Cantina. But yeah, so the reservation for it's 120 and I checked in about 115 and they didn't seat us for like, I don't know, 30 minutes, 25 minutes, 30 minutes.
Something like that. I should add, by the way, this is in Galaxy's Edge.
Yes. I'm sorry.
In case people are just completely going very, very granular here.
Yeah.
It is in Galaxy's Edge. Mm-hmm. It is a Star Wars themed cantina. Yeah. That's okay. Just in case there's somebody out there going, they don't know what we're talking about. There we go. It was about 30-minute wait.
Which I had heard that sometimes that can happen because the place is so small.
And it makes sense. And I told you this. It's very small.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, it didn't seem... So the last time I'd been there was opening day. So the experience from opening day to trying it last week really wasn't much different. I don't remember the spacing. It may have been a little more crowded opening day, but... it was pretty similar,
mm-hmm.
really.
So the setup is you walk in and they have like
the
automatic
doors
open, and then you enter. There's a couple of tables that are like round booths. There's a couple of high top tables, and then you can sit at the bar.
Mm-hmm.
And we sat at the bar, and we had our kids with us, and I was like, "How's that gonna work? I've got a 1-year-old. I need a high chair. Should we just get a table?" She goes, "Oh, I can get you a high chair." I was like, "Isn't that gonna be too low?" She goes, "Oh, I'll show you." Brought out this super tall high chair, like for a bar.
Yeah.
And I was like, first of all, one, didn't know they made those, so I was like, okay, that's awesome. And so it was great. We sat at the bar, and it, you know, it's kind of illuminated
mm-hmm.
on top, which was, you know, I think our kids like that too, but it looks like straight out of the movie.
Yeah, it does.
Lighting. Jared said it wasn't as loud as the first time he went.
It was much louder opening day.
Mm-hmm.
And I talked to the bartender a little bit because he had been there since opening day.
Yeah.
And I was like, it was a little quieter. Or it's a little quieter now versus... Now, granted, it was probably less people in there just because of spacing. But he said, yeah, opening day, like, the opening time, it was the music and everything was way louder. So it's still loud in there, but it's not... To the point, I think I remember opening day, it was hard to have a conversation.
Yeah. And they do give you a time limit. It's 45 minutes, and then they kick you out.
And I think you have to buy at least two drinks.
You have to pay two? Okay.
Yes.
And then, what's his name? Rex from Star Tours. Your guide on the little Star Tours. That he has been displaced to Oga's Cantina. And he does a little.
He got transferred.
Transferred. Yeah. Displaced.
He whatever. Probably got. He probably got promoted.
Probably. And he talks every once in a while and does a, not a little show, but you know he interacts. It's a little, I guess,
something. Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of cute.
Yeah.
So the atmosphere is wonderful. I thought it was great. I was very not surprised that it was so authentic or so, you know, looked so authentic, but just that I thought it was a lot bigger than it was going to be.
It's surprisingly small when you get in there. I mean, if you like Star Wars, if you've seen the movies and if you haven't been in here, it's like you're walking into, you know, a cantina scene out of Star Wars. So that part's really cool.
Yeah.
So we didn't get any food.
No, there are
food options you can get. We didn't do any of that. We got a couple of drinks. Mm-hmm. So Jamie got the Fuzzy Tauntaun. This is Ciroc peach vodka. Peach schnapps, simply orange with tangerine, pure cane sugar, and buzz button tingling foam they put on top. Now I'd had this before, and if you've never had this. Describe the drink and the mouth feel that everyone talks about.
Mouth
this.
Feel, it's a sweet drink. So anybody that likes sweet alcoholic drinks, this one's a good one. It tastes kind of like alcohol with a little orange and peach juice, I guess.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah, the tingling is interesting. I thought going in it was gonna be like Pop Rocks in my mouth, like that's what the sensation was. It's not, it's hard to explain, it's like a cold tingling.
Yeah, it's interesting. The closest thing I can explain it to is there's a supplement that has something called beta alanine in it, and that's the feeling you would get. I remember when it first came out, like it would feel that way, like on your head. Mm-hmm. Like real tingly and stuff like that. That's the closest thing I can sort of relate it to. But it's interesting, and it tastes good, and it's kind of,
well, and this drink was actually, I've been wanting to get it for a while, because if you guys listen to Trip Tales, I think most of my guests have gone to Oga's, and so I ask what they get, and I'm like, okay, what do I need to get? And quite a few of them get Fuzzy Tauntauns. I'm like, I gotta get this drink.
Yeah.
So that's why I got it.
Yeah.
What'd you get?
I got the, and I had this the opening day as well, the T16 Skyhopper. This is a Tito's handmade vodka, Bowles melon liqueur, kiwi, and half and half. This thing is basically like it's a white Russian with kiwi, essentially. It is very good. I love it.
I have really liked it.
I want to make this. I talked to the bartender and he told me what I kind of need to make it at home. I want to make it. Yeah. Basically he's like, if you get any melon liqueur, and some kiwi, that's basically all you need to do it. But it's good. It's very good.
Yeah. I enjoyed it a lot.
Yeah.
It's a little sweet too.
All these are kind of pretty sweet drinks. None of them are super.
That's my jam.
Oga's Cantina is your jam.
The sweet
that.
Drinks.
I should say both these drinks were $16. So they are a little pricey in there, but you're kind of paying for the experience as well.
Yeah.
They've got some other ones called the Dagobah Slug Slinger.
Dagobah.
This one has got some tequila. We have to go through all these. You got Jet Juice, Jedi Mind Trick, The Outer Rim, Bespin Fizz, and Yub Nub. Now, Yub Nub, it says $45, but apparently that comes with a souvenir mug, but you can get it without the mug, and it's
like $15.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that, just because it says, because I've heard a lot of people say that one's really good. Mm-hmm. I was like, $45, but you can get it without that mug. And they've also got some drinks without alcohol, and they have some food. They do have beers as well.
Cider.
Mostly snacks. So they got Batu Bits and a Happabore sampler.
Okay.
Is something there.
Yeah.
So not a lot of food. It's mostly drinks there. But I mean, basically, for the most part, it's about the experience.
Yep.
Would
I go there again? Yes.
I was going to say, you enjoyed it a lot.
Oh, yeah. Those drinks were good. I'm not a drinker, you guys. I mean, like, I've talked about this before. I rarely partake. Imbibe, whatever.
Imbibe.
So when I do, the drinks are sweet. And if these drinks are sweet, then I'm going to it.
Nothing wrong with that.
There you go.
Nothing wrong with that. It saves me from you drinking on my bourbon. So that's totally fine.
There you go.
This is the second time I've been. It's a fun place to be. It's not something I would do every single time,
But I wouldn't do it every single time, but I do want to go back. And
yeah, it's a fun place to, especially if you go with people that have never been. That would be fun to take some people that haven't gone before.
Yeah.
Go hang out in there. That'd be a good time. But
yeah.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, let's talk about one. Well, this was the newest place that opened until Gideon's sort of reopened. But Everglaze Donuts and Cold Brew over at Disney Springs. So this is the newest, obviously, donut place that's at Disney Springs.
Mm-hmm.
They have a lot of...
talk about where it is?
Yeah. Go and talk about where it is, and we'll talk a little about the menu.
It is across from Splitsville on the very, very west side. So that entrance from the parking garage to by Splitsville is not, you can't go there right now. So it's kind of inconvenient to get over there unless you're going to Splitsville or Everglaze or, you know, the movie theaters specifically. So it's right around the corner from the movie theaters and the and City Works and the NBA Experience that, that was. So it's over there.
So the menu, they have donuts, but they've got donuts and burgers and sandwiches and fries and coffee. They have a lot of stuff here, which is kind of surprising.
Mm-hmm.
So when we did this, we ended up doing it. We went to Magic Kingdom and we decided to head over there. So Jamie got in a virtual line for about like, what, an hour?
Hour and 20 minutes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing like Gideon's, but it's a little bit of time. So.
But it was a Saturday evening.
Yeah.
So I didn't expect it to
but
be
we got over
that.
There around 3 or 3:34
mm-hmm.
So it wasn't like in the evening time, so I think it kind of be a little bit of it. So
yeah,
Jamie got that and brought it back to the hotel so we could try that. So so we'll talk about the donuts, and then we also got a burger, and then we got some loaded fries as well. So those are the things we tried. So I didn't try any coffee because
it was 6 o'clock.
Yeah, I was like, I'm never gonna go to bed if I have coffee at this point. But I'm gonna try and try. I've heard the cold brew is good here, but I will try it hopefully next weekend.
Okay.
See how that is. But
so we got the donuts out of the Funky Bunch section, and these are the ones that are basically the decorated donuts, the ones I've got like the cool funky stuff on it, I guess. So
the
we got
Instagram worthy donuts.
Yes. So we got the Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Yes.
We got the Fruity Pebbles, right? Fruity Pebbles.
Yes.
That was one of the classics. We also got the, what was it, the Oreo Supreme?
Mm-hmm.
And then this, just the sprinkles, the strawberry iced with sprinkles.
That was for our daughter.
That was for our daughter. I had originally gotten three, and then they threw in the Cinnamon Toast Crunch for free because it wasn't ready when I asked for it.
Yeah.
And they're just like, here you go. I'm like, well, thank you very much. Because I was waiting on regular food, which, what did we get? Regular food-wise.
So regular food-wise, we got the B&G burger, which is two patties, American cheese, ketchup, mayo, lettuce, tomato, and pickles. And then we got the loaded fries, which is, these are fries topped with chili, queso, bacon, scallions, tomato, cilantro, and sour cream. So it's for, I guess, talk about how were the donuts. What did you think about the donuts before we talk about what we thought about the other food?
The donuts were very good. I liked the Cinnamon Toast Crunch one the most, I think.
Yeah.
Again, it's cream cheese frosting on a donut topped with Cinnamon Toast Crunch cereal.
With more frosting.
With more frosting. So a lot of sugar.
Yeah, they're now donuts are normally obviously very sweet. These are very, very sweet.
And they're big, too.
They are big.
Good size.
You got to think, these are the new classics, which the sprinkles and the Fruity Pebbles one were considered the new classics. Those are $4.50. And the ones that are in the Funky Bunch, which was the Oreo Supreme and some of these other ones in the Cinnamon Toast Crunch, those are $5.50. Mm-hmm. So as donuts go, that's pretty pricey for donuts.
Yeah, they're pretty
good. They do look good. I was one thing I will say, the Fruity Pebbles, that's what I was looking the most forward to. It was very crunchy, which a lot of times when you get these cereal donuts, sometimes it's kind of stale. And not really soggy, but
not
like
soggy?
Stale. Because they've been sitting out. Okay. But it was very crispy. The only thing that surprised me, it had strawberry frosting on there. And I kind of felt like it had been better with just regular vanilla.
I actually agreed with that when
I took it. It wasn't, wasn't bad.
Yeah.
And these are kind of more of like a glazed donut type with stuff on top of them.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not, if you've ever had voodoo, they're not really cake donuts as much as these are your typical donuts with a hole in the middle. They do have filled ones, but these are kind of what they look like. But yeah. I would agree the best one was the Cinnamon Toast Crunch one. But I have to say, I ate, you know, a quarter of each one, and it kind of upset my stomach the night of. And then we took them home and ate them a little bit the next day, and it was the same thing. They're just, I think they're just so sweet.
Yeah.
It just, and I'm one of those people, I just can't have that much sweet stuff for it kind of, so.
But you go in knowing what you're expecting, like, for okay, sure. This is a sugar
for
thing.
Sure, yeah.
So they deliver on that.
I would just
front.
Say, if as donuts go, these are a little bit sweeter than even normal donuts. But they are very good. They're not bad at all. They're good.
What do you think about the burger?
I was going to say, I loved the burger. I was shocked by the burger. I think it's a better burger than what you find at Deluxe. I really do. Well, this is a very much similar to a Five Guys type burger, and I love
it. It was like a steak burger kind
yeah,
of.
Yeah, I love a Five Guys burger. I'm not going to lie. I was complete. It's a burger at a donut place. I really wasn't expecting much from it. It was good. It was really good.
And it was made to order. I had to wait for it.
Yeah.
They were, and I can see the guy making it in front of me.
And I normally am not big on cheeseburgers. Like, the only thing I like in cheese would be like a Swiss cheese with mushrooms on a burger. This was just regular American cheese, but even with that, it was good.
And you can substitute the bun for a glazed donut.
I don't even. I've heard, we didn't I can do say that, I've but. Never had that, and I don't. That just never has sounded appealing to me.
But it was good. Now, I will say, it was a chilly night. It was low 50s by the time I got the food.
Yeah.
So by the time I got back to the room, you know, they were still warm because it's in the containers and everything, but it had cooled down quite a bit.
It had. And so I'm imagining this was fresh off the grill. It would have been even better.
Yeah. And the fries, what did you think about the fries?
The fries were good. They were just, they were oversalted. Whoever salted
That's
them.
Right, they were.
Yeah, whoever salted them just put on too much salt. It was almost to the point it was just almost, I couldn't really eat the whole thing. It was good, and they looked really good. They were tasty. It was just salty. The salt that was on them too much. Yeah. But I think if you get a normal thing that's not overly salted, I think they would be good for like loaded fries.
Yeah.
And again, if you had them fresh, I'm assuming the fries may be a little crispier.
Yeah.
Because when you obviously had to take them back, they can get a little soggy just sitting in there and stuff.
And I will say, since you didn't get to see it in person, and I did, and I took some pictures, there is no indoor seating. So when you enter into the building after you're texted that your time is up and you can enter the line now after waiting whatever hour and a half or whatever how long I waited, so you go into the store, you order your food, and then I had to wait a little bit because I ordered the burger and the fries because they again were made to order, and then I got the food, and then you go outside and there's like a kind of pergola area, like outdoor area where you can sit and eat, and it's super cute.
Yeah,
it's like fake grass or turf or whatever.
Okay.
And
so they'd not have any seating under normal circumstances, like there's nowhere to sit in there when they built
it's too small. Okay. Like once you exit the area where you pick up your food, you order and pick up your food, then there's just like a wide hallway where you can get your like straws and napkins.
So is it like I'm trying to think, does Dunkin' Donuts have places inside you can sit down? I don't think they do at most places. It may be kind of like that.
I don't know. I mean, if they do have tables set up for that, there's maybe like room for like two small tables. But I think it's supposed to be outside all the time.
Right.
And they have places where you can take pictures for like Instagram and stuff. I mean,
you got to have the gram.
one of the building donuts that they have has a hidden Mickey in it. Of course.
Nice.
Yeah. But it's cute, and it's kind of, like I said, it's kind of very west over there. So it's kind of out of the way. And I apologize, I misspoke. It is not next to City Works and NBA Experience. That's farther down. This was next to the movie theater.
Okay.
Yeah, just want to get that straight. In that area. So.
Yeah. So what do you think about it in general? Is it a good addition to Disney Springs?
Yes. I don't think there's another donut place.
Not that specializes in the donuts.
No, I don't think there is.
No.
Yeah. So yeah, it's great and it's very popular.
I would go back for the burger.
Yeah.
I mean, the burger
I want to try the chicken sandwich. I heard it's good. And the grilled cheese is also good. I mean, I've heard good things.
I've heard the breakfast sandwich, the breakfast Sammy, is good as well. Mm-hmm. The burger was $13. They have the breakfast Sammy is $10. So loaded fries were $9. So I mean, as a burger at Disney, $13 is kind of your... It's in that range of what you'll find for burgers at Disney. But I honestly, I want to try it really right off the grill, but it might find its way into the top five at Disney. Like, it was, I was surprised how good it was. I really was. But it's my type of burger. Anything that's like a Five Guys type of burger, I really do enjoy. So,
yeah,
I think this is a welcome addition, and there's plenty of stuff on the menu. They've got shakes too. There's all sorts of stuff you can get. So, or is it shakes or milks?
It's like milkshakes. Okay. Really.
It says handcrafted milks.
Flavored milk. Yeah. I mean, they're not super thick.
They have Cinnamon Toast Crunch milk and Fruity Pebble milk. Oh, I may have to get that. That sounds good. And they also have coffee and stuff as well. Seltzer. You can get alcohol here. So they've got a lot of, I mean, for a donut place, you know, they've got a lot of stuff here. So,
yeah.
But yeah, I think it's definitely worth going back for. And
absolutely.
They do have a thing. It says save $3 on half a dozen, or if you get a full dozen, you save $6. So, but as donuts go, I would actually say as the donuts go, I like Voodoo over Universal better on just the donuts. I like those style of donuts a little bit better. But with the food edition, it's kind of nice.
Yeah.
Get food and your dessert all in one place.
There you go.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, that'll do it for all the food we ate. You got anything else you want to add about anything we talked about?
I don't think so. I think I'm all talked out, man.
I'm hungry again.
Yeah.
You need some more food there, but yeah. So the only thing I would add is obviously be sure if you want to check out the shirts, go to ctmshirts.com. If you'd like to join Club 32, you can go to ctmvip.com and you can become a member there. We got a lot of cool stuff we do in there. We're going to have shows on Mondays. We've got Distries now, is a Club 32 show that'll be out very soon, either this week, next week?
Next week is, we'll have a Universal, and then week after that is
okay.
Distry.
So we'll have Distry. We've got Cool Kids Kitchen this coming Friday. We'll do a speakeasy next week sometime. And yeah, all kinds of cool stuff in there. So again, you can get it 20% off on the apparel as well. Go to ctmvip.com. And of course, follow us on social media. We're on Instagram at CapTheMagic. We have a TikTok that I'm still playing with because I don't know what TikTok really is, but you can catch us there. It's CaptureTheMagic is the handle there. Obviously, a Facebook group. Go join the Capture Magic community and all that stuff. So, all right. Well, I think we're going to go to bed because we're tired.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll thank everybody for joining us. Thank you, Jamie, for joining us.
Thank you.
And as Jamie always likes to say,
we will see you in the parks.
Bye.